Time management and organization, of course, is another very important area. Managing your time with lots of different courses and classes going on, and lots of assignment deadlines to meet. You're already experiencing that here on the pre-sessional this week. You know, you've got TEEP and you've got the conference and you've got the third draft of project to give in. You know what I mean, okay? And managing your time and in a realistic and sensible, clear-headed way is a real skill, which hopefully you've learned already. But if you haven't, again, you can get support, as you can with various other areas of study. I won't go into those in any detail. What do the study guides do, which are useful? Well, I've picked out a few things. I mean, time management and organization, there are written study guides, as well as individual advice from actual people. And exam preparation, written out, as well as having advice from individual people. But looking at these two here, you know, these are things that probably you haven't covered on the pre-sessional course, like poster presentations, how to prepare a poster rather than a PowerPoint presentation. So you might, that would be useful advice you could get there. Or you could get advice on writing reports, like lab reports, for example, if you're going to be working in a laboratory. Or possibly a report on some sort of data collection that you've done. That sort of advice is available. Now I'm going to move on. I've talked about study support. Now I'm going to move on to language support. IESP. That's important. In-sessional English Support Program. That goes on in this building. Well, it does at present. There will be some extensions to this building, and I think it will be going on in the extensions later in the year, but you'll be advised about this. And the person responsible, the head of the IESP unit, is Andy Seymour, who's got an office down on the ground floor in this building. In fact, he will be giving you a lecture on a topic in block two, I think part block two of the pre-sessional. So you'll get to know who he is. But what does IESP provide? Well, first of all, there is a website to visit, and you can find out a lot from that website. What is available are classes. These are usually on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursday afternoons. And each class usually lasts 2 hours. And there are classes in academic writing, academic speaking, listening. And there are also language laboratory sessions where you can, of course, obviously work on your pronunciation skills or your listening skills. And also, very importantly, down here is the advisory writing service. Now, what is the advisory writing service? Well, what it is it's a service which is available usually during the summer months and the spring months, you know, some sort of March, April, May, June. And it's available at the time when you're writing your dissertations and your theses and your projects. And you need advice about, it's a similar sort of advice to the advice that you get in your project class now. You can take a draft of your work to the advisory writing clinic and they won't mark it for you, they won't correct it for you or anything like that, but they will give you advice about how you could organize your notes. And so on. So that's well worth knowing about. Okay, if you're an international student, you're entitled to IESP support, okay? If you're a full fee-paying student. And I think most of you are. Otherwise, it's £70 per term. So now I'm not quite sure what the situation is with EU students on this. I was trying to find out whether you have to pay the £70 or whether you get IESP support for free. But that can be checked through the website or contacting Andy Seymour.